Even longtime Nashvillians may have forgotten the quirky carousel that used to twirl along the banks of the Cumberland River. Designed by the pop artist Red Grooms, the spinning homage to Tennessee delighted and bemused tourists and families starting in the late 1990s. Then it was abruptly closed and taken down. As part of our Curious Nashville series, WPLN's Chaz Sisk finds out what happened to the Red Grooms carousel and how it could be brought back.
As we stand together in a warehouse, the Tennessee State Museum's Bob White hits me with a quiz.
You recognize any of the other characters?
Well, I see. So, I guess it's this must be, Grantland Rice.
That's correct.
Grantland Rice, the famed Nashville sports writer and a journalistic hero of mine. He's wearing a fedora and pounding away at a typewriter with a body that's part baseball player and part horse. Riders of the carousel would have sat in the saddle. His face is grotesque in the artistic sense of the word, even cartoonish. There's enough symbolism among the 36 figures stored here that you could spend a day puzzling and still not work out every meaning. That's Wilma Rudolph, her torso fused with a tiger, a reminder of her time on the Tennessee State track team. Captain Tom Ryman merges with a steamboat. H.G. Hill and a shopping cart. Let's see, what's the turbaned guy over here?
Sequoia.
Oh, that's Sequoia, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
The inventor of the Cherokee alphabet. He's holding a pipe and giving me a mischievous sidelong glance. If all goes well, Tennesseans may soon be able to ponder these figures once more. There's talk the Red Grooms carousel could whirl again in a dedicated building alongside the new State Museum, now under construction. All it takes is money, says spokeswoman Mary Skinner.
That would be a win-win for everybody, but we're still trying to raise the money for the actual new museum.
When the carousel opened in 1998, as many as 10,000 people a month were paying $1.50 each to give it a ride. But over the next 5 years, that number tapered to about 2,000. Blame was placed on Opryland's decision to discontinue water taxi service to downtown. Skinner says it might have been providential that the carousel was moved. She notes that the area was underwater in May of 2010.
Look at what happened to Riverfront Park during the flood. This carousel would have been destroyed if it was still down at Riverfront Park.
Since 2004, the carousel has been sitting in pieces in a state warehouse. Two separate agencies asked me not to say where, such as their fear it could be targeted by thieves. Museum officials refused to say how much the carousel is worth, but it's likely in the millions. Grooms, who now lives in New York, is regarded as one of the greatest artists to ever come out of Tennessee. Here's how Elizabeth Hodomarski, a curator at the Yale University Art Gallery, described his work to Connecticut Public Television.
You know, there's so much of contemporary art that's very cold and metallic, and red is really all about humanity and warmth.
The State Museum occasionally brings out pieces of the carousel for exhibitions, but the agreement all along was that it would be reconstructed when the museum moved into its new home on Bicentennial Mall. But as planning for that building has dragged on, the carousel has become a lower priority. It's no longer included in the project's $160 million budget. State officials say even more money will have to be raised for the carousel to be rebuilt. How much? Deputy Commissioner John Hull says at least a few million, enough for its own enclosure.
Because it's a historical piece. It's an art. And so we think that in order to maintain it over the long term, it actually has to be inside a structure and not exposed to the elements.
It's so clever and so beautiful, and it needs to be up and running and visible.
Attorney Bob Took was part of the organization that ran the Red Grooms carousel when it was downtown. He keeps a model of it in his Nashville office. It's one of the few ways to see today what it looks like when put together. Took recalls schoolchildren riding the carousel to learn state history. He can't think of a better place to put it than the State Museum.
They are not living up to their promise, and that disappoints me. If they go ahead and do it anyway with another fundraiser, I'm all about that.
Took says the carousel never should have been left out of the State Museum's plans. But if more money is what's needed, he says he'll volunteer to help find it. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.